Okay, I've got tons of battery. Everything seems to be working. Do this little test. Oh boy, I've got a long way to go. If you can hear that alarm, some kind of alarm going up over there. Must be like a burglar alarm or something. Doesn't sound much like a fire alarm. But you never know. Definitely coming from that build. I hope that's not going to be on the whole time. That's going to be very annoying if it is. Oh boy. Dante, me old fruit. You can tell how unfit we are because we've literally walked up a slope and we're already out of breath. Well. Welcome back to the show. And I must apologise because it's been a while. And for that I can only apologise. Whoa. I think the last time I talked to everybody properly was October for Holger Week, and it's now very nearly January, and it's January in a couple of days, which tells you just how long I've been away from all this, and perhaps I needed a break. I always feel like I need a break after Scotland. But to have not put out any episodes at all is a bit of a shame. And I do have 6-ish, maybe 5, that I'm very close to finishing. But there's been a lot going on, a lot of life happening, a lot of work happening, not all of it good. I'm not going to go into too many details, just ever since coming back from Scotland, life has been a struggle, you know, in terms of all those things, plus the obvious financial struggles. It's all been a thing. So not only have I not, well, I might have actually now, I think I might have actually developed everything from Scotland just this week. Yes, I went in August. But I haven't scanned it all, I haven't edited it all, and I haven't edited all the episodes yet, so who knows when they're coming out. Hopefully they'll be coming out early in the new year. If I were to stick to my schedule, I've got about 3.5 months worth of stuff to go, which takes the pressure off a little bit. But that all depends on whether I go as I've been going. But we'll talk about that in a bit. So yes, I apologise for not having more regular shows out, but it's been difficult. But hopefully I'm back and I'm able to do a lot more, not a lot more, but more consistent programming, starting with today. This is my Growls episode for 2024, where I kind of talk about the year that's been and I talk about what I want to achieve in the year that's coming, which is soon. And say, we can't go that way. You know we can't go that way. We can go this way. Which is the idea. Yes, so... Yes, I've got a lot I need today to talk about. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not giving up by any stretch, but things are going to have to be a little bit different going forwards in terms of output and access to output, but I'll save that uncomfortable topic for a little bit later. I built a new camera. Yes, I'm out today testing a new camera that I've made, which is kind of a prototype, but ended up being a finished article. Beautiful finished article, I might add. Finished in bamboo, some nice expensive plywood, some lovely brass screws. So I have a new camera which I'm testing. I already tested a new camera yesterday because I received a camera for Christmas. Wasn't anything super special. It's just one of those 1960s simple point and shoot 35mm cameras, but it does have a medium manual range of settings. You've got a few shutter speeds, a bunch of apertures down to 2.8. You can set film speed. It's got a focus ring. It's a bit like a trip, but with proper focusing. So I took that out for a spin yesterday and it seemed to work. I've not developed it yet, but if it does work and it was good, I might have got a cracking shot, which I'm really pleased with. But we'll see. It might not have worked. Focus might have been totally off. But I'm kind of running out of film, so I didn't want to, use two rolls of film on cameras that I wasn't sure were going to actually work. So what I did was, I took a roll of Kentmere 400 and cut it in half. Come on, Dante. So I put half in that camera yesterday and I got about 12 shots out of it. Maybe I got 13, I can't remember. And then I put the rest in here. So I'm hoping for 4 images on this camera, and that might give away what it is. So what I've done is I've made a 35mm panoramic sprocket camera, which is 70 by 24 when cropped, although it might end up being more like 65 by 24. And the reason I've done this is there's a bunch of reasons. I really like the panoramic format, and I have to say, in 2023, we'll talk about this in a minute, but I did a lot of 35mm and I saw more benefits of it than I'd appreciated before. So I wanted to try 35mm panoramic, because that 6-17 camera, A, after I've developed some of the film, maybe doesn't work. Of all the shots from Sky, I actually only got one out of it, and I put about 3 rolls through it, so a bit of a disaster there. And 2, it's massive, and it's fine, and I don't mind it being massive, but sometimes I just want to carry around something that weighs nothing, and this camera weighs nothing. So that's the rub, basically. I now have a tiny little box which doesn't weigh anything, but one winder, and it sits on my tripod, and that is good. As opposed to a gigantic, massive beast, which is beautiful, but perhaps doesn't work. I don't know if this works, but that was the reason I wanted to do it. Now, in effect, it's exactly the same as the Strangefinder. It's just thinner, more narrow. you know. So I'm hoping it's got the same pinhole, same size pinhole, it's got the same focal length, it's got the same everything. So I'm hoping that the settings will be exactly the same, and I'm going to use it in exactly the same way with my light meter. Now, because I've only got four shots, I kind of need to be careful about what I photograph. I've already got three compositions in mind for this location, but the light's crap, there is no light. It's starting to rain, all of which is not a problem. But I want to walk up the valley a little bit. One of the many reasons I haven't been making episodes is I haven't been going out. And a lot of that is due to home circumstances, but also work circumstances, meaning that I've been absolutely more exhausted than normal, and I just haven't had any desire to get out into the wilderness, even though I know it would have made me feel better. It's more or less resolved now, but it set me on the back foot, really, because I haven't been doing photography. Even without recording episodes, I haven't been doing photography, and it's a shame. Literally the last thing I did was Holger Week, and that's not good. That's not how I need to be living. So I wanted to come out here, which is a proper walk. I'm not going to do all of it. I'm just going to go up the hill a little bit, poke my head around the corner, have a look at the water and breathe the air. But still, stuff like this, I've missed it. Because I haven't been doing it, I haven't been recording, and the only things I've had to work on is the Scotland episodes, which I've been struggling to find time for. So there you go, that's why I haven't been making stuff. Because it's a lot of work editing this show. And, you know, it's a lot of work. This rain's really starting to pick up. I hope it doesn't stay like this. I hope it kind of eases off a bit. Although, judging by the greyness of the hill over there, it probably isn't. I'm probably in for a right soaking. Which is fine, the camera's waterproof. I have my coat on, it's all good. Right, I'm going to walk up this hill, which is a slope really, not a hill. But with my belly these days, it's going to be a proper panting, wheezing affair. So I shall come back to you when I have reached the summit, which is about 200 yards up. Okay, made it up this tiny little incline. What was I saying? I can't remember. I've rambled a lot already. I'm endeavouring to make this easier to edit, because currently my editing process is I just listen to all of it at double speed and then try and take out the bits that I don't want, which is a lot of panting and sniffing and coughing and spluttering. But it's become ridiculous, so I'm probably still going to have to do that. I'm trying to think of ways to make it a bit easier, but I'll come on to that later. I keep jumping ahead. The 35mm experiment was the big focus of last year, and I tried out a bunch of film, I tried out a couple of cameras, and to be fair, it was okay. It was okay. I really enjoyed using the cameras, and I really enjoyed hunting for the lenses, and I enjoyed all that. The image quality was still iffy, and I still wasn't sure about it. I'm still not sure about it. But in terms of finding a couple of workable systems, I think I did that pretty well. You know? And I got a nice new camera out of it that seems to be okay. Dante, can you get under there? Yes, you can. Good boy, this fence is pulling itself down. Oh my goodness. This is wobbly. Ugh. I'm so unfit. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Yeah, so I got the Pentax something and I enjoyed using that. And yeah, I just think I need to find, I either need to use it like I intended to use it, which is like a reconnaissance tool for photographing things that I want to come back to, in which case I only need a couple of focal lengths, or I plan dedicated trips for those cameras. Now, this location I'm at today actually came to 1 year ago on Boxing Day last year, and it was snowy and it was wonderful, and I went up to, I can see them, and I'm looking at it now, I can't believe I climbed up there. I went to Lado Rocks, which is on the other side of the valley to where I am now, and it was cool. You know, the camera I took, the OM10, I had a couple of lenses for, and yes, the 200mm lens wasn't so good, but the stuff I was getting with the other lens was nice. It was really nice stuff. So I think there's things I can do with that camera and with those lenses that are going to be useful in the future. I didn't seriously use it until Scotland, and I had some problems which you'll hear about in the coming episodes, but I did get a roll of film off it, and I haven't scanned it yet, but I'm hopeful that that will give me an indication of what I can do with it, because that's when I actually started using it properly with filters and with accurate settings and in a location that I was really, you know, cared about. So with any luck, that will illuminate things a bit. Also, with this little panoramic camera I've got, hopefully 35mm is going to become more of a feature, but I'm going to be using it a bit more like medium format instead of small format, if that makes sense. Of course it makes sense. So I'm going to be taking longer pictures on the film that otherwise would be, you know, tiny. Now, I've arrived at a bridge. I could photograph this bridge and it would go a long way to showing what this camera's capable of, because it's long and I can judge what the angle of view is going to be for this camera. But, oh, Dante's poking his head out. I have a feeling that there's going to be more meaty stuff around the corner here. In fact, I know there's a couple of nice scenes coming up. Dante, come on. Come on. Please don't tell me you got stuck. Oh, how did you get on there? Come on, go through the little dog gate. There we go. Go on. You can get through there. Blinking neck. Me and Dante both become fat. Oh, and it's not healthy for us. Oh. Yeah, so the 35mm experiment, I think, went well. However, I kind of went the wrong way about it. Because I had that little can full of tons of different films, I tried out tons of different films, and what I should have done is picked two and run with them. So I think going forwards, it's going to be HP5 and Ektar 100 probably, if I was going to do any colour stuff. Maybe, because I don't think I actually used Ektar last year. I used a lot of Portra, and that was pretty good, but Portra is expensive. Although there is that new Phoenix film, which I've not got hold of. Yeah, but the, you know, colour developing is, it's been a bit of a pain, really. It's been fun, but it's been a pain. I suppose what I should do is say, I'm only colour developing and use XP2, but I don't know, I've not tried that yet. I've got two rolls I need to develop, but honestly finding the time to develop film has been tough. Now the issue with this location on a day like today, when it is just grey and dark, is that the background is not very interesting. So I need to find things to put in front of it that are hopefully going to stand out. So I need pale things. Now because it's a pinhole camera, and I know the strangefinder resolves backgrounds very well, hopefully it won't be such a problem. Hopefully, but we'll see. Ooh, waterfall, tiny one. Yeah, I don't want to get too excited because we've only got 4 frames. I really just want to see what it can do. So I need to pick things that illustrate what it can do. And that might be quite good actually. There's a couple of little, they're not waterfalls, they're just ripples in the rocks that the water is flowing over, so might be worth a shot. And I'm saying I'm only gonna get 4 frames, I might get 5, I might get 3, I don't know. I've kind of worked out that it's a turn and a half of the winding knob to get a frame across, but I don't actually know. I could be talking out my ass. This is the first time I've tried it and finished it yesterday. Yeah. But this is the episode where I set my stall out for the coming year. And I have made a couple of decisions. Been long thought out decisions, but I have made them. And whoa. They are these. I've been looking at all the pictures that I've got from Scotland and over the year, and you know I've done 35mm, I've done pinhole, I've done large format panoramic, large format 4x5, Holga, I've done all sorts of stuff. And the pictures that I'm happiest with, that I think are the best, and really speak to what I want to do. And I've said this before, and I've never listened to myself properly, the pictures I think are the best are the ones that come out of the strangefinder. They just are. There are a couple, and I mean a couple, of duds. Out of the whole year, and I couldn't tell you how many rolls of film I've put through it, but it's probably not more than 15. And I just think you love that camera, you always talk about using it more, and you always talk about them being really good pictures. I mean, I could have made zines about all sorts of things. I've got loads of cameras I could make zines about. But the one zine I made it about strangefinder, and I want to make another one. Because some of the stuff I've done this year is quality stuff. I mean really quality stuff. And I'm really happy with it. So the decision I made for 2024 is that, at least on this podcast, I'm only going to shoot pinhole. Could be, and it's gonna be, mainly strangefinder, but it could also be the large format Mir 4x5, could be this little camera that I've made which I've not named yet, could be a new pinhole camera I design. But I think all the episodes after Scotland are gonna be strangefinder episodes. And I like it. I like that limitation. I might do other stuff. if I'm going out on a hike with the strange finder, I might take a 35mm camera or the Isolette, maybe. But for the main, the only things you're going to hear about on this show is strange finder. And that's going to do two things. It's going to make it a lot easier for me to develop and scan and edit, because it's very easy to develop and scan and edit those. And it's also going to mean I have a lot of things to talk about in a consistent way, you know, that aren't trying new things and testing things out all the time. It's going to be actually making images, which I'm happy with. So that's decision number one. 2024 is a pinhole year. Can people look for TFTMB on Twitter? Should people go to Tales from the Magic Box podcast on Instagram? Can people email the show at talesfromthemagicbox@outlook.com? Can we be now found on Facebook? Can people support us on Ko-fi by following the link in the show description? What this does mean is that I'm going to have a bit less to talk about, because I only get 8 images to a roll, and it's kind of unlikely that I'll be shooting more than one roll at a location. And you know, if I do, say, take the OM10 out and I shoot a really nice image while I'm out, I probably won't record it there and then, but I might talk about it after the fact in the image review. But I just think pinhole is the reason I got into doing this. Pinhole is the reason I've stayed doing it, and pinhole is the thing that I love the most. So that's what you can expect. This next year is a bunch of pinhole stuff, and maybe other things, particularly when it comes to Scotland. I might do some 4x5 and some panoramic stuff, and there might be the odd other thing thrown in, but 99% of the stuff is going to be pinhole work. Whew. That's good decision making. The other thing I've thought about, and this has been a bit of a bugbear for a couple of years, is developing. Now, I used to use Xtol, and I liked Xtol, and I got quite comfortable pushing all my film. And then I discovered, a couple of years ago, 510 Pyro. And I like 510 Pyro. It's not the cheapest film, but it does last a long time. And I've considered other things like HC110, but you can't get that anymore. And I'd considered using only colour developer, which is about 40 quid, and I reckon you get 16 rolls out of it, so not super economical. In fact, the only reason I bought my last bunch is for my brother's wedding. I mean, it's still going, so I'm still using it. And then I remembered the other day, while I was developing a roll of RPX 400, I used to make Cafenol. I used to make Cafenol all the time. And then I stopped. And I stopped because I had one roll where there was nothing on it. And that could have been for any number of reasons. That could have been that I didn't expose it properly. That could have been a winding error. But I blame the Cafenol for some reason. And what I was getting with the Cafenol was nice, consistent results. And it's cheap. So, as well as doing a lot of pinhole stuff, I'm going to try, tentatively, get back into Cafenol processing, because I have all the ingredients. I still have a bag full of vitamin C powder. I still have 2 bags of washing soda, which should still be good. If not, I can get more, it's not expensive. And I have jars of coffee. And I don't see any reason not to use it when I was getting such good results. Particularly with HP5, you know? So that's my other idea for the year is to do a lot of Cafenol and get really good at it, in combination with the pinhole stuff, and really switch up my developing. I'm aware that I've been talking for ages and I've still not made a photograph, because I've not found anything really worth photographing yet. I mean, I have, but they're all back there, and I'm enjoying the walk, to be honest. So yeah, lots of pinhole, lots of Cafenol. What I really want to do, in my heart of hearts, is get into dry plates and album imprinting, but I don't think it's going to happen again this year, just because of space requirements. I would happily make album imprints from digital negatives and from 4x5 negatives, but until I get a couple more projects out of the way, space and time are just tricky. But maybe one day when things have calmed down a bit. Right, this looks like a good scene, and I've got somewhere to stand. I've got trees, I've got mountains, so we'll see. I've got a little bit of a waterfall as well, so I need to get down there really, but the way is treacherous. Ideally I need to be stood on that rock, but that is not going to happen, so I'm going to backtrack a little bit and go down there. Now this camera that I've made, it's tiny, and it's something I've had in my mind for many years, and it started out as a prototype and eventually ended up being the real deal. And the prototype is for essentially an X-Pan. Yeah, basically an X-Pan. But that's the other thing I'm going to talk about later on in the year, is this idea that I've had. I mean, it's more or less designed. I'm just waiting on a couple of parts, and then I can fully explain the idea and what it's all about. I need to fix this tripod. You know, I fixed this tripod and it's still broken. Right, do I dare climb up there? Is it worth the risk of death? Maybe. Maybe it's worth the risk of death. I mean, standing here isn't worth the risk of death, but it's the best vantage point for this little waterfall. Not really a waterfall, but rapids, let's say. So I've got a tree and I've got some water. Now I know for a fact that the strange finder would get all of this in, but essentially I'm using about half of that frame, so I don't expect to get all of it in. I just want to see what I do get in, you know? So let's just get it out and see what happens. Now the strange finder has a magnetic shutter that pops on and off, and I didn't do that with this one, because sometimes I misplace it. So I'm just going to point it straight at the waterfall, and I'm going to meter the same way I would with the strange finder, which is to meter at f128 and add on a couple of stops. So 5 and 8, so that comes out really nicely, and that's going to be 1 minute, and I'm going to give it a minute and a half because of our old friend reciprocity. Now I am kind of worried about this camera because it is so lightweight and it is very windy today. I'm expecting a bit of shake, although it seems fairly stable at the moment. So 1 minute 30. So I need to press this down and the shutter will slide open and then I can press my timer. Yeah, so hopefully this will be a success. I mean, I do like these kind of panoramic shots. I've not done many of them. In fact, I've not done any of them. I considered putting 35mm in the strange finder, but I wasn't sure that the winders would be able to cope with the tension of the, you know, the reel extenders that go in there. So I decided to make this instead. I've tried it in the isolette. While the quality's good, it wasn't quite panoramic enough. I like a bit longer. So my idea is that these will crop down to 65 by 24 thereabouts, which is not quite 3:1, it's like 2.8:1. But we'll see, it's exciting stuff. And like I say, it doesn't weigh anything. So I can take out two cameras, get two different kinds of images, have a jolly good day. Now there's a big rock on the side of this. And if I just... whoops, I just shook the camera. Yeah, I'm gonna get all of it in. I hope I get that tree and that'll be fab. Right, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright, put that down. I do need to sand the front so that that's not sticking off. Now, it took a turn and a half to get it to where I want it to be. So, one half turn, two half turns, three half turns should do it. And the winder on this is really stiff and is definitely not going to fall out. I am sure of that. Right, that's the first image made. Now I'm going to... what time is it? I don't even know. Wow. Late. I've been out for ages. I'm going to backtrack and get some more of the things on the way back because there's some nice things I want to try and capture in this format and see how it works at different... distances, because I was quite far away with this one, so hopefully at different distances it will do different things. The only problem is I'm stuck, and if I take a wrong step I'm going to slip and die, but I'm okay, I survived. Right, Dante, we're going back. Good boy, being such a good boy. Oh, he's off, he knows where he's going. He loves it when we start going back to the car because he knows he's going back to bed. Yes, I'm coming. Wow, this is Storm Gerrit, which is one of those storms that has been battering us for the past half a year, which has been no good. Right, what else did I want to say about this next year? I've done Caffinol. Done pinhole. Oh yeah, I'm going to try, I don't know how successful I'll be, but I'm going to try and build a new 4x5 camera. I know I'm on number four now of this, but it just doesn't work. Having it already assembled in the box is a pain in the neck, and while it makes things a bit easier, it's just too wobbly and too massive, and it's not what I want it to be. So I've been thinking very carefully about what I wanted to do, and I think I'm going to make it a field camera that folds up into a box, or at least folds up really compact. Now the issue that I've had before, there's two issues with this idea. Making the little long metal slider clippy pieces that hold it open, they are a challenge, because I do not have access to a milling machine, so I can't make them properly. I've made them out of plywood before, but they're just not strong enough. I need to make them out of brass or thick aluminium. The other problem is the front standard and having it fold up and, you know, fold away when it's not being used. Those are the two big engineering problems I need to get around. But one of them I may have solved, because our school has recently absorbed another one and they have lots of milling machines. And I may be able to use that to my advantage and either poke somebody into doing it for me or taking a trip down there and milling them out myself. And that is essentially cutting a slot in the metal that means I can have something slide along and do the rest of it with the laser cutter and my drills, no problem. It's just those holders that would need to be made with the milling machine. And I need to really design and test out how to make the front standard fold away. I've got an idea, but I don't know whether it'll work or not. Now, I made a big hoo-ha last year about having rear tilt, and I can't say that I've ever really used it, despite all that time I spent making it a reality. Front tilt is more than enough for what I need. So I'm going to sacrifice rear tilt for compact foldability. And that is fine by me, because if I have something that folds into a box that I can just, you know, keep very easily and pop in my bag very easily, I'm going to do that. Aren't we, Dante? So that's another job for this year. And now we come on to the uncomfortable part of this episode. And I've deliberated this a lot, and I've decided it's the way forward for now. I've always said, and I maintain, that this show is going to be free to listen to, but it takes me such a long time to edit, and I get zero financial kickback from it, which is fine, but I have to buy film, I have to develop that film, and making one episode takes about 8 hours on and off, not to mention being outside, which is fine because I do that anyway. And I'm not going to ask for money. The coffee page is there, you know, and I don't know how I'm going to do this yet. I don't know what mechanism I'm going to use, whether it's coffee or the Spotify app, which I appear to be on now. I thought I was on Anchor, but all the time I've been off, I appear to have been migrated over to Spotify. I've decided that I'm going to edit a 45-minute show. Half an hour to 45 minutes. And that is going to go out for free. You are going to be able to get it for free. It will have the trip, some highlights, and some images, and an image review. Exactly the same as it always has been, except it's going to be reduced down to a more or less that time frame. The full show, which for me sometimes is getting up to an hour and 45 minutes or an hour and a half, is going to be behind a paywall. And when I say a paywall, it's not going to be a massive one, it's going to be a pound, couple of dollars, small amount. And my thinking there is that if you want to listen to this for free, you can do. That's good. It's great. You'll get a good show. I will edit it nicely and you will get something worth listening to. If you want to pay a very small amount, you can listen to the longer show with more rambling thoughts, more falling over stuff, more photography, potentially, and maybe more image review. And basically that will be the uncut version. And all I'll take out is some sniffles and some coughing and spluttering. The rest of it will just be raw and wriggly. I can't believe the sun's coming out now. Just as I've left. It's good. It means I'll have some light on my foreground. And, you know, the point of this is, I'm not asking for bags of money. And I don't even want regular things. There's about 100 of you that listen to this show, week on week. About. Fluctuates between 100 and something and 70. If 10 of you listen to the extended show, you know, that's maybe 10, 20 pounds, 10, 20 dollars. That buys me a couple of rolls of film. That buys me another thing of chemicals. That means I can keep doing it. And that's all it is. And if you don't like it, listen to the free one. If you think I'm a sellout and you hate me, that's also fine. I hold no grudge. And I don't even know how I'm going to do this yet. And it won't be for a bit, but I'm hoping to start with the Scotland stuff. Because there's a lot there. And there's a lot of stuff to go through. What it means is I'm going to be reducing the amount of editing that I'm doing. So instead of listening to the whole thing, I can just pick out the bits that I want. So I can record it in sections like I'm doing today. Pick out the sections that I want, string those together into a 45 minute thing, and then that's my editing, you know? Instead of listening to a 2.5 hour bunch of stuff and chopping out loads of things. So that's my plan. That's what I'm going to do. If you want to get behind it, that's fine. If you don't, that's also fine. And what I might also do, if I can find the space and time to do it, is I might start doing other bits of things, like stuff in the kitchen, or I might use different cameras and try different stuff out. If I did want to talk about another camera instead of just pinhole stuff, I can talk about that on there. So there's other things I can do, but I need to do something. Because it's becoming unsustainable, and it's meaning that I'm not getting shows out because the editing is such a massive task. So that's my plan going forwards, and I hope that at least some of you are happy to get behind that. Come here. Anyway, I'm going to have a little break, have a drink, and I'll catch up with you in a few minutes. Right, I'm back up at the top of that little hill. I'm about to head back down there. Now, there's a couple of things I'm going to look at. There's a wee bridge. There's a few things I could do, actually. There's a bridge there. There's a stile just down here. And then there's the big waterfall-y bit now. A lot of man-made stuff over there. I don't know how close I can get. That whole waterfall-y bit has been locked off for very good safety reasons. It would make a nice subject. I just don't want to get in trouble. Right, I'm going to try and go through this gate. Because... Ooh, gosh. Climbing over that stile. Yikes. Right, come on. There we go. Yeah, so there's a little wooden stile down here. And then there's a bridge, and then, I don't know, there's another stile on the way back, but... Yeah, two stiles, and two with water in them, and I can do the stiles from different distances and see how it looks. Yeah, it's a good plan. Good plan. It's so good to be out yesterday with that little camera. It was just marvellous, you know? Pointing, poking, just, it's just fun. That's what has really become an issue, is I've not been having fun, because I've been trying too many things, doing too many things, and it's become onerous. And this whole thing is about having fun, getting outside, looking at the beautiful vistas, giving my brain a break. And that's what I need to do more of. And yes, work has been a big challenge. And yes, drawing this comic is taking a lot of my time, and I love it so much. I love drawing it so much, and it's so much fun. But it does take an awful lot of time and brain power. But this doesn't take much brain power. It just takes leg power. And that's the thing. I've been putting too much brain power into it. Yes, designing cameras is difficult, but using them isn't. Using them is a joy, and that's what I need to remember. And I'm really glad I came here. I was going to go somewhere else today. I was going to go up to one of the reservoirs closer to home, but I'm glad I came here, because it's just getting out into the wild a bit more. Yeah. So, I've got a lot of things to do this year, really. Or a lot of promises to keep, and I think I did well with my goals, my growls, last year. I think I stuck to them and made a good effort on them. But I think this year is going to be slightly easier to stick to. The other thing I wanted to make a pledge on, but obviously it is not a guarantee, is visit more places. Go to more places and do more things. And the reason I've not pledged that is because if I'm going somewhere new, or if I'm going to spend time that I don't really have going somewhere, I kind of want to take Emma and have a nice day out, instead of just leaving her at home, which is what I do on these trips. I'm going to go somewhere. I want to go somewhere to photograph that I need to make time for it and actually go there. But if I'm going to go somewhere just to see it, you know, I'll go somewhere with Emma. So there's that to consider. I was just going to say this. Oh, yeah. Another thing I really want to do this year, because I didn't do it last year, is go camping. The last time I went camping was Northumberland, and I miss it. And I really want to go to Wales, and I really want to go to down south somewhere. There's loads of places I want to go, but again, that's time and commitment. And you know, if I do set this small payment thing up, if I do an episode and 30 people pay £1 to listen to it, I can go camping for a couple of days. Right, this style is here, and it's next to a couple of rocks, and there's a very cool, it's got a really cool angle because it's slightly decrepit, and the background is actually pretty nifty. So I'm going to try my best to make something good. Now, if I'm careful, I can position that tree over there right between the stile, and what I'm going to do is get a bit closer and see how it looks, because I definitely want this to be the main point of the image. And if I'm all the way back there, it's definitely not going to be. And this is also going to be good because I know for a fact that the strange finder would give me, there's two big posts sticking out the top of this stile, the strange finder would definitely give me those two posts. Whether this will or not remains to be seen, because I'm going to point it directly at the stile, which is the thing I want in the shot. I'm also going to just use my fingers just to judge where the edges are going to be. Move it over slightly. Right, let's meter. It's a bit brighter out here, so I don't expect the settings to be the same. Darkest part is under there, and that's 7. Brightest part is obviously going to be sky over there, so we're looking at 7 and 8. So I'm put 7 on zone 4 instead of zone 3. Sky's 11, so that's going to be way out. And that is 30 seconds, so I'm going to do 45. Oh, wow. Nearly put my bag down in a poo. Not a Dante poo, but a creature kind of poo. Right, this is going to be 45 seconds. How do I have 45 seconds? I don't. I'm going to enter 45 seconds into my timer. And then... go. Ah, this is the life. This is the life. Yeah, I want to go camping. Somewhere I've not been. Because I've been to the Lake District and I've been to Northumberland. And I've been... Dante? Yeah. I've physically been to Wales. But not for a very long time. And... not, I suppose I have stayed in Wales, yeah, I've been to Wales before. But maybe, I know Cornwall's a long way to go, I need to really plan and prepare for that one. But I'd like to go to Cornwall. There's lots of places I'd like to go. But I kind of think that, I kind of think that I'd like to be, if I'm going to go camping somewhere, I'd kind of like to be near the sea, you know. Because that's the one thing I don't get around here. And that's something I'd need to go away for. Right, so, 1, 2, 3. It's winding smoothly, so I'm nowhere near the end of the roll yet. Which is good, I might even get 5 frames out of this. Right, I'm not gonna go over that stile because it looks like it's gonna collapse at any second. Come on then, Pooch. Oh, that was an uncomfortable sound. Now my next shot is going to be this little bridge over here. Now last time when I came here, well maybe it wasn't last time, I remember coming here once and there was frost everywhere. I think that might have been the first time I came here. Frost everywhere and the bridge was covered in frost. No, in fact you were there, I remember. And it was just great. It was just magic. The frost was just magical. But it's been really warm this year so far, so there is no frost. Which is sad. But you can't always have frost. I really wanted to come here in the autumn and get some of the autumn colour, but I seriously lost my mojo. Oof, dread to think. But hopefully I'll be getting it back a bit. I am going to be doing the shows in my holidays though. I'm not going to be doing it all the time. So I'm currently on my Christmas break. And I'll be doing the next ones in the spring and then Sky and then... So I'm going to be doing it in the break, so there might be weeks where there isn't anything because I haven't done anything. But I'm hoping that because I've got 6 episodes of Scotland to deliver on, that gives me... You know, I can get maybe a couple of episodes out of this little break that I'm on. And maybe, I don't know, maybe there'll be a bit more of a consistent thing, but I'm not going to hold myself to it. I'm just going to put them out when I've got them to put out. But this new editing schedule is going to make it a lot easier to get out things more consistently, more regularly, I hope. Now this bridge isn't that photogenic really, but it's long and there's trees in the background and there's water in the foreground. And that is always good. So I'm going to stand right here. I'm going to put the tripod at full tilt, full extension. And Dante has disappeared. Oh, no, he's going to the water. Be careful, mister. Oh, he's having a drink, that's okay. The water's not deep, but it is quite rapid, and I don't want him to get swept away. Oh. This tripod is absolutely jammed up. No, that's not coming off there. Maybe I'm not putting this thing at full tilt. I need to fix this tripod, seriously. Although, like I said, I did fix it once. Just not having it clearly. So I'm going to get a bit closer. I'm going to stand right here. I'm going to extend this leg out and hope that it goes in the water. Yeah, that's good. So I've got the bridge, I've got the tree. This is going to be a good exercise to see how much I'm getting in the frame, because there's quite a lot of things going on here, and it'll be good to know where I need to point this camera to get the things I want to get. So what I'm going to do is just point it straight at the bridge. I'm just going to raise the column up a little bit just to give it a little bit more height, because I don't trust it. And this, I think, is going to be the same as the last one. Oh no. Yeah, I'm not going to do that because it's blowing a gale. So I'm going to leave it where it was and just stand behind it to try and block the wind a little bit. Interestingly, there's no magnets holding this together. I managed to make it so that it was a press fit. So it doesn't require anything. I don't know how long that's going to hold, but I did kind of make it that way so that, you know, it would hold together. It's going to be 45 seconds again, so I'm just going to open it up and press play. Yeah, now Dante sat in the foreground, so we'll see if he even shows up in it. He might do, maybe. And with this one, I intentionally left the sprockets open, but I could make a mask, which is exactly the size of the frame I want. Maybe I'll do that, maybe I won't. And as I said, this is a prototype for a far more complicated beastie, which I'm planning to make, and I definitely want ready for Scotland, but hopefully we'll be ready for Easter time. We'll see. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Something else I could probably do with investigating is a stopwatch instead of using my phone all the time, because sometimes it's just tricky to get my phone out. 1, 2, 3. The winding knob is made of pine, and it's good because there's grain lines on it, which mean I know exactly how far I'm turning it. There's one big line going across the middle, so I know exactly how far I'm turning it and exactly you know what, well, how far it's gone. I don't know what's wrong with this tripod. One of the extensions on the legs just gets stuck all the time, and I don't know why, because I've taken it out, I've cleaned it, I've put all the pieces back in a couple of times, and it just doesn't ever fix itself. And it's a shame, because it means I struggle to get it up to full extension. And this tripod is a few years old now, but it's still good, and it's good enough for my purposes, so I don't really see why I need another one. I just need to figure this leg situation out. And like I say, I've taken it out and I've cleaned it, but it just doesn't ever seem to want to open up. Now, this part of the walk, when I'm coming back, there's a couple of things. So I was winding on pretty freely there, and that means one of two things. Either means the tape inside has become unstuck and I'm not actually winding things on, which is unlikely. I've got two rolls in there. One's rolling into an empty canister. That was the only way I could design it so that I didn't have to put a rewind knob on it. It's only got one knob on the right. And the other... What was I going to say then? Oh, yeah, the other reason is I've got more images left than I thought I had. I mean, one frame is technically three frames of 35mm, a little bit less. So if I cut a roll of 24 in half, I should have about 13 frames, which is four images. Now, obviously, I'll be using four rolls when I do this normally. And the first roll I'm going to put through it, if it works, is a roll of Rolly. Is it Rolly? It's 80 retro, 80 something. I've got a roll of that to go in it, and that's going to be the first full roll I put through it. And hopefully, I'll get some nice. Choose a bright day. Get some nice long exposures with that. Well, I'll be doing alright today, 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Yeah, it's been pretty long. I would like to try that Phoenix film, but I think for the main part I'm going to be sticking to black and white for most of this year. Right. You see, they've locked the gate to get to it, obviously because of safety, but it's a bit of a pain because it's such a cool feature. It's part of the waterworks. And it just drains all the water away, but it's in steps. It's just so cool. But there's no way to it to photograph it other than going through this locked gate, which obviously I don't want to do. There is a way from the other side and from the back, but I think it's going to have to be a case of leave this one, come back for it another time, because there's actually a couple of things I can photograph on the way back here, and I feel like I'm only going to get one more frame anyway. So I'll just stick to the plan. There's a style, cool triangular style on the way back, and I'll get that, and then that'll be enough for a test. You know, I don't want to overdo it. I only really need four images to see if it works, see if it winds on okay, see if the pinhole functions, see if there's any light leaks. Those are all the kind of things I need to test. I suppose the big thing of this next year is getting back to basics. I think I've let this run away with me too much. You know, I act like I'm a big professional landscape photographer, and I know it's good to act like, you know, go for the quality, but sometimes it just removes the fun and takes away the reason why I want to go out, and the reason I want to go out is to feel better. Siren's still going. And I always feel better when I'm out doing this stuff, even if it's cold and windy and snowy and wet. I always feel better. So that's what it's about, getting back to basics. Basic cameras, basic images, basic developing. He says with his two highly complex camera builds he's doing this year. Just, you know, making cameras, having fun. That's what it's about. Oh, pheasant, Dante, but you can't get it because it's on the other side of the fence. Oh, the rain started up again. Excelente. That siren is really annoying. There's just so much around here I can photograph. I love these kind of locations because you can just come back and back and back. There's a nice little stone bridge here that you can't really get to, but dead cute. And speaking of locations, there's a few that I'd like to go back to this year that I wanted to go back to and never have. And I said that last year and I just didn't. So that's another plan. Right, I'm at this stile. And what I'm going to do this time is take it from a little bit further away, simply because there's a sloping wall in front of it. There's a gate next to it. There's the hills in the background. And it's all very photogenic, but I want to try and get the whole scene. I'm very keen on this idea of whole scenes with the pinhole camera. I've talked about that before with the Strangefinder. I like photographing scenes. You know, I took one at Snake Wood, which is just over the hill there, and it was beautiful, and I love it. It's just a marvellous image, because it's not just one thing with a blurry background, it's a woodland scene. So I want to see if I can do the same thing with this. So I'm just going to point it roughly there, kind of in between the stile and the thing. I'm going to get a lot of that wall in, I'm going to get a lot of the gate in. So this is going to be the last frame. The darkest thing is there. 7 again. They're nice and bright. 8. Yeah, so if I put 7 on zone 4 again, or maybe I'll put 7 on zone 3. Yeah, put 11 right at the top. You see, I don't like that. I'm going to put 7 on zone 4. Hopefully I'll get a bit more detail in the wall. So again, it's going to be 45 seconds. It's a shame I've not got any movement in the clouds. There is a bit, but I don't think it'll translate because the clouds are quite bright. So this is going to be the last frame with this camera today. And that is my stall set out for 2024. And I'm very excited about this year, and I'm very excited about the adventures I'm going to go on and the episodes I'm going to make. And hopefully you'll continue to come on the journey with me and maybe even contribute to my sneaky little money grabbing exercise, which I'm going to do. And you know, I'm not going to make it a subscription. I'm going to make it a pay to listen to that singular show kind of thing. I'm not doing a Netflix on you. I just need to try and recoup some costs so that I can continue doing this. Right, so 1, 2, 3, I'm still going. I might have to take one more picture, you know. Other good thing about this camera is it can go in my pocket instead of going back in the bag all the time. I don't even need this bag, I don't even know why I brought it. There's nothing in it. There's nothing in it. It doesn't even hold my tripod. Should I take another one of this? Yeah, I'm going to do another one. I'm going to do another one of this style while I'm here, from a slightly different angle. Even though it's raining. So I'm going to get a little bit closer. And I'm just going to count 45 seconds. Yeah, I know, we're going in a minute. Just let me do this. You need to come out more, Dante, because you're getting fat as well. That's it. You go and sit. Dante, come here. Let's put him in it and see how he looks. Come here. Come here. Right, I'm just going to count 45 seconds. 2, 3, 4. 42, 43, 44, 45, 45. Right, 1, 2, 3. Right, something's probably gone wrong somewhere. Because I should have run out of film by now. So this is probably going to be a disaster, but I shall let you know in the image review, which is coming up soon, and I shall see you then, because it has really started coming down now. Okay, see you in a minute for that image review. Turned out to be a really lovely walk up into the hills and a nice little restart to this whole process. When I got back, I basically sat down and edited quite a lot of the Scotland stuff, so a lot of it is coming soon. I'm just putting some finishing touches on and recording a couple of other things, but those episodes are practically done and they'll be on the way. Regarding the putting stuff up for some kind of fee, I've not worked it out yet, but I will do. So I'll let you know about that. And I'm trying to make my
books available, a couple of zines I've got, but Amazon is not playing ball at the minute, so we'll see how that goes. But I do want to try and make some available, so if anyone knows of any print-on-demand websites that are good, give us a shout. Anyway, image review. I actually got two. Two images. This camera worked a treat. The pinhole was good. There were a couple of scratches, but I can fix that. I kind of expected that. And yeah, it was generally a pretty good shout. The only problem was I wasn't winding enough. One and a half turns just wasn't enough. So in the future, I'm going to over egg it, because I had tons of film left over. I'm going to do 2.5 turns to make sure that I've got plenty of space between them, because the images are really nice. The film, the Kentmere film's a bit pants, but the actual quality of the image is pretty good. So the both ones I got are the final two, and like I said, there was some overlap, but the 65-24 crop worked really well, and they're just nice. You know, they what you would expect from the strange finder, just less of it. Obviously. The detail's really good. They're actually quite sharp for a pinhole image, and I'm pretty good at making pinholes now. But it's amazing that it looks almost like a normal lensed picture. The background isn't stupidly far away. And it just looks good. I just really liked it. So I'll put these up. The second one's probably a bit better. I didn't edit it very well. This one, it looks a bit more like a pinhole image. The background is quite far away on that one. But the other one, which was the bridge, was only half of it. The trees in the background were in there. So I'm hopeful that the more I use it, the more I get used to using it, the better the image is going to be. I've put a roll of Rolly Retro 80S in there now, a full roll. So over the next few episodes, I'm going to be using that, and we'll see how it turns out. I'm very excited. This has worked a treat as a test. I've learned a few things. Kentmere is just a rubbish film, though. I'll be using it again. Don't know why I bought it, but it's cheap, so it was good for this. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you're excited for the new adventures. I'm excited to see everyone else's new adventures. I'd love to hear from some people, and I shall see you soon for Sky. Me and Dante would like to say a big thank you to Kevin MacLeod, Sea Hero, and Mr. Mike Gutterman for the wonderful music that we use in this show. You can find Kevin's music at incompetech.com. You can find Sea Hero by following the Bandcamp link in the show description. And you can find Mike Gutterman's music for our productions by going to mikegutterman.bandcamp.com. Thank you so much, guys. It means the world to us that you support us in this way. And to everyone else, thank you so much for listening.